Fred Film Radio event.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the ARSAL 2017. Today I'm in company of Esmeralda Ascarate Gastelu Carro from Uptent Soluciones. She's an audiovisual translator for theater and also an accessibility expert. She's director of content at Uptent Soluciones y a Teatro Accesible, which project she's going to talk about today. So welcome, Esmeralda. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us during this short break at ARSAL.
Well, thank you for your interest always in the festivals, because that's something we really need to reach more people, and especially for accessibility, like technologies and having those interviews available makes a lot.
Thank you so much. And Miranda, first of all, tell me about yourself.
I'm a theater translator, as you were saying, and I have a bachelor in translation and interpreting. Then I did an MA here in Barcelona at the Universitat Autonoma, as most of us did in Spain. Then I moved to London, and I started working as an audio describer for Discovery Channel. And it was Jorge Díaz Cintas who gave me like the opportunity. And I used to audio describe like the main shows, because we didn't used to have audio description in Spain for TV. So it started there, because Deluxe had that partnership with Discovery. So I started there, and then I knew about Teatro Accesible, which was almost being born, and they just looked for me after a while. I mean, it wasn't really that I did like a proper like a job process, and so it was really, really easy, and it was like it was the place to be. So, and then theater has become a passion and really takes up my professional and my personal time as well.
Why did you get involved in accessibility? What did you decide that this was your area of expertise, and especially then you destined to theater, but still?
It's a vocation, in a way.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, translation for me has been vocational. I mean, really vocational. I've known that I wanted to become a translator since I was 12. So it was really, I think it was my love for words mainly. And audio description, and, well, I used to really enjoy, like, descriptions and being really precise, into detail, like visual dictionaries, all that sort of things, terminology. So I really enjoy that. And then I also wanted, since I was, 20 or so, I wanted to also do something like more social as well. I wanted to, to get more involved. And also I had the need to do something creative, because if I'm into like really technical legal translation, or becomes really, I don't really enjoy it. I mean, I always need a creative outlet, and theater was perfect in that sense.
So let's get to theater then, and let's get to your presentation of today. Can you tell me more?
Well, I've done like a really short, tiny sum up of what we've done in Teatro Accesible so far. We've done more than 500 shows, between plays, opera, zarzuela, and in cities, throughout Spain. And we're here in Barcelona, in Madrid, and International Festival of Almagro. Pretty much everywhere they let us. And we have also included experiences such as touch tours, which are really, really emotional for the users, even for theater companies. I remember one person saying to me, their faces light up. Totally changes the experience, and they really get to understand that it is something necessary. And sometimes you open up a door that wasn't even open, like in terms of leisure time or a hobby or so.
And I really liked your presentation, and I wrote down also the main difficulties that you explained, because obviously when you think about, for example, comparing it to cinema, it's obvious that it's more difficult because it changes every day. One show is never the same as the day before, and there are so many, let's say, things to improvise, even if you have it all planned. Is that correct?
Yeah, because, you know, every show changes. There's a lot of people involved. There's, you know, there's the actors, and there's always the technical staff, and also the venue. That's why we insist so much in visiting the venue beforehand, because sometimes when they go on tour, they modify, they have less furniture, or, well, anything can happen. Sometimes even, well, because people, someone from the audience may faint, and, well, anything can happen, I mean, really. So
get to be prepared. Or would you?
Yeah, you have to be prepared, and at the same time, it has, like, the immediacy of an interpreting, of a simultaneous interpreting job, which I've also done. like sort of a mixture, and sometimes we have what I found really interesting, that you have like audio descriptions that are sort of a hybrid, because you have certain parts of a play that are subtitled within the play, so you need to come up with audio subtitles for the blind, because otherwise they won't understand. So
people need subtitles.
Yeah. So you need to catch up with both things. But I find it really, really interesting, really challenging as well, and overwhelming sometimes. But eventually you get to, you know, you really like those challenges. You know, they make your work different. And
so you can say that it's one of the most rewarding and challenging experiences in audio description.
Yes, when you've got those shows that are different, or sometimes there are really, you know, the really inclusive ones that encompass sign language on stage, audio description, emojis on subtitles that you need to... I did a show last year that I needed to come up not only with the subtitles, but with the animations for set phrases. They included, like, logos for trademarks and brands, etc. So I needed to find equivalents from Scottish in Spanish. And also the audio describer was another character within the play. So
okay, I don't know where to start, so I can imagine.
Esmeralda, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about the Teatro Accessible project, and hope to meet you again and talk more about the developments of this project.
Okay, hope so. Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from ARSAT 2017 for FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.